Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
All right, Will Clark is your G-bag of the day, as just literally by the skin of his chinny chin chin, the little hairs there, able to get by the Spanish call. It was 50-50 split on Twitter, but we had Will Clark votes on the text, 877-881-1053. So, boom, Will Clark, your G-bag of the day.
And that toll road, in case you need that number emergency, it is. It's #999. Three nines.
There it is, hour number five, the power hour of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus, my partner in crime, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius, just with another incredible G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. And then Austin Nix is doing a great job coordinating our video, YouTube, Twitter. We love you. All right, let's get into it. Rangers baseball taking on the Halos, looking for back-to-back wins over the AL West rivals. Let's go around the bases after
this.
You
don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing.
A drive! It's tied!
Man, he was so close. His Blue Jays pitcher, Dylan Cease, loses bid for his second career no-hitter. In the ninth inning, as the Giants break it up on a line drive single to center field, then Dylan Cease lifted. They still go on to win it 10-0, so a tremendous victory for Toronto. But the 30-year-old throwing a career-high 118 pitches, 81 of them for strikeouts, as he looked for his second career no-hitter. His first one came in 2024, and man, he was brilliant today. He had it working, but three outs away from the no-no.
You know what? The Blue Jays have not had a no-hitter.
Ever in their franchise history?
No, last time, Dave Steeb, 1990, so 36 years. There's three teams that have, I think the Cleveland Indians, Guardians, have not had a no-hitter since 1981.
Whoa!
So
that's amazing.
The Indians, Guardians, since 81, and then the Blue Jays, Dave Steeb, 1990. Mm. So they were chasing history today. 36 years, I believe, that would be the case.
Well, speaking of Major League history, future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander, he is retiring at the end of the season, as the 43-year-old, who is currently on the 60-day IL, is indeed going to now be an All-Star legend pick. So in his final season, he will get to play in his 10th All-Star game as a legend, picked by Commissioner Rob Manfred to recognize his greatness over a 21-year Major League career. So congratulations to him in 2020.
We have those?
Yeah, we do. We got, they do it in the NBA, and I guess every once in a while, Rob Manfred will step in and be like, hey, you're a legend.
After he puts down the glass?
Yeah. The Dodge
is... I think I'm going to pick a legend today.
Here we go. Here it is. In the Home Run Derby, we got news today that Wilson Contreras of the Red Sox has accepted MLB's invitation to be a participant in the T-Mobile Home Run Derby. The righty has 20 homers and 306 at-bats, just shy of his career high of 24 home runs that he hit with the Cubbies back in 2019. So definitely a career year here for Wilson Contreras. We also have Jack Caglianone, who is going to be in the All-Star game as well and playing in the Home Run Derby. So congratulations to him. He's going to participate. We have the chain that's been unveiled, as you've got the Phillies, who are going to drop the Liberty Bell design of their home run chain. So the Derby chain features an imitation Liberty Bell, which has 250 rubies, according to Major League Baseball. The chain is set to travel the East Coast in a themed truck ahead of the All-Star Game as part of a Netflix promotion stopping in Boston, New York, and in Philadelphia. The Derby is going to take place next week on the 13th at 7 o'clock. Confirmed, we've also got Ben Rice and Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays. Bryce Harper as well might be doing this thing. So it's our home run derby fields getting set. And I saw a report yesterday, Michael Irvin is going to participate in the home run derby coverage for Netflix.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, he'll spice it up.
Definitely a reason to tune in. Holy moly. Did you see what Ryan O'Hearn did yesterday for the Pirates?
Yeah, this is special.
32-year-old, before the sixth inning, he already crushed three homers, 10 RBIs. Unbelievable what he accomplished yesterday. Three home runs, 10 RBIs by the sixth inning. Here was Paul Skenes, his pitcher, on the outing for Ryan O'Hearn.
I mean, I think it was kind of selfish, to be honest. Everybody else was getting on, and, you know, home runs are rally killers. You hit a three-run home run or a grand slam, and it's just like, what now? You know, there's nobody on. Nobody can drive him in. So, you know, good for him, I guess. But, no, it was pretty special to watch. That was probably the best performance I've seen from a teammate since I've been in the big leagues.
Pretty good comedy right there.
That is really good.
Pretty good comedy,
so
bro.
Deadpan.
Yeah. It was pretty selfish on his part. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's good stuff from Paul Skenes. But O'Hearn becoming just the 17th player to drive in at least three runs in the modern era since 1900. The first since Shohei Ohtani in 2024. Mm-hmm. And the 10 RBIs were the most in a single game in the Pirates franchise history. His RBI total went from 51 to 61, and his home run mark up to 16 as the Pirates get the win 12-4 over the Braves. Speaking of Shohei Ohtani, he hit home run number
300.
300. Yes, congratulations to Shohei. Quietly already at 20 home runs on the year. He's the 168th player in Major League history to reach the 300 homer mark.
300 homers and 100 stolen bases.
Yeah.
For his ninth season.
It's amazing how fast he is at that size.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Now the question is, can he get to 500? We'll see. If he's going to, he's going to have to play till 2033 at the current rate that he's going at, which would be 38 years old, and that would be home run seasons of 35, 35, 32, 30, 28, 25, 23, and then 18 in that 33 season would put him at 506 to end his career.
That's a lot to ask, bro.
It's possible, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how long. I mean, he still looks fantastic, and at some point, like, does he say, I'm just going to pitch, I'm not going to hit? Speaking of hitting, the Yankees can't do it. They struck out 17 times versus the Rays for their second straight game.
Good start.
Back-to-back. So that's back-to-back games with 17 strikeouts.
Yeah, Griffin Jack struck out 10 in five innings for the Rays. Unbelievable.
Yeah, good start for the Marlins. They're playing the Mariners. We need the Marlins to keep playing hot baseball. They're up on the Mariners 1-0.
Bottom of the second.
Yeah, bottom of the second. So keep it rolling there. Fish, Let's help us out. Help your Rangers out a little bit.
Now, who is your first half MVP for the Texas Rangers? 877-881-1053. I think it could be Jacob Latz.
It would certainly have to be Jacob Latz.
Now, ESPN, they gave it to Josh Jung. They said the keys for Jung have been health and improved command of the strike zone. Strikeouts are way down, walks are way up, and the quality of contact has been outstanding. Jung's track record at the plate has been one of steady improvement. The only thing is keeping his axe just below all-star level is his defensive metrics at third base.
Yeah, the glove's been tough.
Yeah, it has. He's had some bad moments, but I think Jung would in Ezekiel Duran, like if you're going with a position player, but I'm with you. I would go with Jacob Latz. Going from trying to be a member of the starting rotation, he does make his initial debut as a starter because he has to fill in for Jacob deGrom on a whim, just 2 hours notice basically against the Phillies in the opener, and then now he's your all-star closer, and he's what, third or fourth in Major League Baseball in saves, and he's going with multiple three-plus inning saves. I mean, it's unbelievable. Three out saves, I should say. I think Lats absolutely would be probably my vote, but I get it if it's Young or Duran. 877-881-1053. Who do you think should be your Rangers MVP for the first half of the season? Your lineup is the same tonight. It is Mackenzie Gore. Let's hope he can just avoid the one big inning. And that is exactly what Skippy was telling the G-Bag Nation earlier. It's just the one frame. You know, it's just the one frame that gets a ride for Mackenzie Gore. Otherwise, he'd be able to easily go 7 innings deep. Maybe tonight he's able to have that magical stuff and command that we would like to see from Mackenzie Gore. And you mentioned earlier, but Jordan Montgomery in his fourth rehab start, 3 innings, 5 hits, scoreless baseball, 3 Ks. He threw 40 pitches, 26 strikes as he's closer and closer to a big league return. So that is great news for Jordan Montgomery and your Texas Rangers. All right, there's Around the Bases, fellas. Let's go ahead and get your Rangers keys to victory on the other side here in the G-Bag Nation.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime with experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/Journey to 30 Sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
All right, let's get you some Rangers keys to victory here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan segment brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Broadus has that look in his eye.
Yeah, real quick, though, on a circle back on the Ranger MVP, I kind of think I was thinking Jock Peterson when they moved him into the leadoff spot.
Yeah, that's a really good pull.
But the Rangers are 13-10. With him in the leadoff spot. But he's hitting .289, 6 homers, 15 RBIs. But it's kind of like, you know.
No, that's been a nice jolt to the lineup.
I was thinking, what are we clown showing right now? What are we doing right now?
But it's worked out well.
It has worked out great. But yeah, 13-10 with Jock Peterson. That's .289, 6 homers, 15 RBIs.
Not to mention all of his great work in right field.
don't even go there on that.
Okay, I take that back. But I do like the Jock Peterson nod there as Walchuk's trying to send him out of town. You're giving him a little MVP credit. Here we go.
I was just thinking when you were starting, Lats is obviously the guy, you know, and Young, you know, you're thinking about those. But Jock Peterson, it seems like since they made the change, they were kind of better offensively.
Well, and I mean, gosh, just how bad last year was. Yeah. Yeah. Now he's been one of your best hitters. Yeah. You know, so for Jock, certainly. I mean, what a turnaround to go ahead and get his career back. And he is leading off again tonight. He is DHing. Josh Smith will be batting second and playing second. Berger at first, Nimmo right field, batting cleanup, Duran back at third, Evan Carter playing center, Osuna after a hell of a night last night, 3 RBIs, that's a career high, playing left, Elias Diaz catching for Mackenzie Gore.
He's been really good, by the way.
Elias Diaz?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's been really good.
Not to be confused with Edwin. Who would do that?
Edwin was commenting on the cockfighting stuff. They finally got a chance to ask him some questions.
What did he say?
He was just basically saying, like, yeah, the MLB's not messing with me on this because it's not illegal to cockfight in Puerto Rico. So he's like, this is much to do about nothing, man.
step off.
Yes, exactly.
Don't be complaining.
He wasn't denying it in any way. And it's hard to deny when you see him in photos at the cockfights wearing a Dodgers uniform.
That's AI, okay?
It's like,
he's wearing a Dodgers uniform at the cockfights?
Yes.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
But I guess it's not illegal. It's like, why should he hide himself?
Yeah, he's totally fine with it, man. As long as you're not importing and exporting the fighters, the athletes,
right,
the Roosters.
I was concerned. I was concerned where you were going with that one, bro. I was like, oh, man, please don't do it.
Taking it across state lines.
Very, very close.
What's the latest of the macaques in Bangkok?
Well, I can get you an update.
Stop monkeying around over there. Okay.
I'd like the update, if you wouldn't mind it. NCAA has opened up the Sorsby inquiry into Cincinnati. And it's about time. That's kind of big news today coming out of Media Days. We did have Ari Temkin on back at the 420 segment, and Ari's awesome, giving us a great wealth of knowledge there. Hey, he's a fan of Colorado. I thought that was interesting.
I was thinking, you know, I was like going, oh, maybe, you know, a little hot seat there. But they were in the bowl, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but yeah, they were 1-7, though.
It was a bad year last year.
Yeah.
But so maybe they finally got the coaching. And look, the big thing is Coach Prime's healthy now. And last year was certainly a tough year.
I think that was a really good point for you. I think that was he did. He struggled through a lot. They just need some stability of coaching, though, on the staff. That thing is a revolving door. Like, hey, let's bring in, you know, hey, I know this guy or I know that guy. And then that guy, it doesn't work out. Just need some stability there.
Oh, my gosh. The macaques stormed a police station after the 100 monkeys escaped
in
Bangkok,
dude.
Hmm.
Was Caesar leading them?
This is an update from today. Yeah.
Apes, strong.
I don't know if they were wielding weapons or
right,
not, but
they're
capable.
Thank you so much, Derek Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Austin Nix, Lucius Alexander. I'm Zach Wolchek. Until tomorrow, hugs and hand pounds.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.